Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. This podcast is sponsored by HealthDove Inc. Please visit our website, healthdove.com, for a free health evaluation. That's healthdove.com for a free health evaluation. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I am your host, Dr. Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic, constipation. So constipation is the inability to defecate. The frequency of defecation and the consistency and volume of stools vary so greatly from the individual to individual that it is difficult to determine normal function. In general, most nutritionally oriented physicians recommend at least one bowel movement a day. Signs and symptoms of constipation: hard, small, and difficult to pass stools are most frequent complaint of those suffering from constipation. Also, elimination less than once daily indicates constipation. So associated symptoms can include gas, bloating, and abdominal pain. Now, there are a number of possible causes of constipation, but the most common is low fiber diet. Other common causes include inadequate fluid intake, lack of physical activity, various medications. Example of medications would be anesthetics, antacids, and diuretics, low thyroid function, and irritable bowel syndrome. It is well established that a low fiber diet causes constipation. Equally and well established in treating chronic constipation is the efficacy of dietary changes that increase fiber intake. A high fiber diet, plentiful fluid consumption, and exercise are an effective prescription in most cases of constipation. High levels of dietary fiber increase the frequency and quantity of bowel movements and decrease the transit time of stool. That is the amount of time between consumption of a food and its elimination in the feces, and the absorption of toxins from the stool, and appear to be a preventive factor in several diseases. Particularly effective in relieving constipation are cereal bran such as oat, rice, and wheat, radishes, and prunes. The typical recommendation for the bran is a third cup of bran cereal per day. When using bran, make sure to consume enough liquids. Drink at least 6 to 8 glasses of water per day, while whole prunes, as well as prune juice, also have good laxative effects. 8 ounces per day is usually effective. Cow's milk consumption was determined to be the cause of constipation in roughly 2/3 of children with constipation, according to studies published in the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine. Presumably, the same holds for adults as well. So if you have been using stimulant laxatives, even natural ones such as senna or cassara sagrada, you will need to retrain your bowels to get them to function normally without them. Here is the program that we recommend for reestablishing bowel regularity. So it usually takes 4 to 6 weeks. Find and eliminate known causes of constipation. Never repress an urge to defecate. Add bran cereals to the diet and eat more high-fiber foods such as whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Drink 6 to 8 glasses of fluid daily. Sit on the toilet at the same time every day, even when the urge to defecate is not present, preferably immediately after breakfast or exercise. Exercise for at least 20 minutes, 3 times a week. In the first week, every night before bed, take a stimulant laxative containing either cascara or senna. Take the smallest amount necessary to ensure a bowel movement every day, every morning. So in the subsequent week, decrease the laxative dosage by half. So if the constipation reoccurs, go back to the previous week dosage and decrease the dosage if diarrhea occurs. And of course, visit with your healthcare provider because there might be other causes of constipation. This is Dr. Wanda Herbert, and I'll see you in the next episode of Healthy Focus. The information was taken from the Encyclopedia of Healing Foods.
You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Wanda Herbert.